From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Motorists traveling on Interstate 35 between Duluth and the Twin Cities metro area during Labor Day weekend will encounter two single-lane construction work zones. Expect delays of up to 1 hour or more during peak travel times during this holiday weekend. Peak traffic levels on I-35 occur between noon and 8 p.m. on Fridays and between noon and 6 p.m. on Sundays. Motorists can avoid congestion by traveling during off-peak times or by taking an alternate route. Carlton Pine County Highway 61 and Highway 23 are alternative routes that bypass work zones on I-35 north of Hinckley. State authorities say the wildfire threat is growing in Minnesota. The fire danger is rated extreme in far northwestern Minnesota and very high or high in much of northern Minnesota. And the Department of Natural Resources says the fire danger is likely to hit high in much of central and southern Minnesota this week because of the hot, dry, windy weather in the forecast. A fire weather watch was in effect for southern Minnesota this week, with the possibility of going to a red flag warning. In response, the DNR is expanding its available support resources, including firefighting aircraft and heavy equipment. It's also restricting burning permits in dry areas. As people head out to the lakes and woods for this Labor Day weekend, fire managers urge you to keep campfires small. The University of Michigan is expected to get nearly $300,000 from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration to study the possible effects of Asian carp on the Great Lakes. Invasive bighead and silver carp have infested the Mississippi River and its tributaries. Government agencies have spent more than $100 million on efforts to keep them out of the Great Lakes, where scientists say they could unravel food webs by gobbling plankton on which other fish rely. Ruffed grouse hunter numbers remained unchanged from 2010 at 93,800 hunters, and ruffed grouse remained Minnesota's most popular small game species last year. The 2011 harvest of 401,000 ruffed grouse was down slightly from the 10-year peak of 465,000 back in 2010, but was still one of the three highest annual harvests of the past 10 years. Grouse populations tend to fluctuate on a 10-year cycle. Minnesota's grouse population already has begun its cyclical population decline. Harvest results continue to show that even with a declining grouse population, Minnesota has better grouse hunting than almost any other state. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.